Lawmakers have been arguing over how to regulate online medicine for the last 4 years. When they couldn't agree, they took a time-honored route and created a panel of experts instead. At the council's first meeting, Republican Senator Aaron Bean of Jacksonville described some of the issues that tied legislators in knots.
Should it be that we know that somebody that's licensed and regulated in the state of Florida, is that best to treat that patient, or should we go anywhere?
The panel is a who's who of the multi-billion-dollar healthcare industry in Florida. It includes Florida Surgeon General Celeste Philip, medical school professors, a large Medicaid provider, and executives with the Mayo and Cleveland clinics. Pensacola emergency physician Dr. Kim Landry says it's important not to adopt rules that put online doctors at a disadvantage.
If they were in the emergency department, you'd write them for several days of a narcotic pain medication to work them through the pain process, but you're not allowed to do that through the telemedicine system in some areas, and that's not the same standard of care.
Whether the panel can find a cure that eluded lawmakers remains to be seen. Its first recommendations are due December 31st. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.